Hello everyone, welcome back to the Japan Archives. So today, I have a very short tale. Now the title of the story has been translated as Elimination, and this story does come from the Konjaku Monogatari. We talked about this a few times in the past. It is a document that's full of lots of different stories. And so I want to read this one today. It is about a man called Heichu. That's what he was commonly known as. However, his full name was Taira no Sadafun. And so he's from the Taira clan. And he died in 923 AD. So quite a while back. So if you're happy, Heather, well, how are you doing today? I can at least ask that.
I'm okay.
You're doing good?
Yes. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I am doing really good. I have started a collaboration thing up on my YouTube channel. Loads of other amazing Minecraft builders. So I am so motivated with ideas right now to get stuck in that and building away. So I'm having a great time right now. Thank you so much for asking.
I made a crochet octopus.
Almost. You did it. It looked so cute. I'm so glad you showed me. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as it grows up.
Please start with your tail. I'm super excited for this one.
So Taira no Sadafun, commonly known as Heichu, was the deputy commander of the palace guards. He was a man of respectable rank, handsome and elegant, and in everything he did or said, the utmost amusing fellow of his time. Naturally, he courted every wife, every daughter, and above all, every lady and waiting within reach. A certain minister had in his household as lovely and as witty a young lady as ever there was, and her name was Jiju. Heichu knew about her since he often visited the minister, and in fact he had been pursuing her for ages, but she had not deigned to answer a single one of his letters. Much put out, Heichu finally tried a note that begged her at least to answer the one word acknowledged and end it there. Yours in ceaseless tears. That's how he ended his letter to her. When he saw the messenger return, actually carrying a reply, he ran out and opened it feverishly. The lady had torn the acknowledged out of his own letter, stuck it on another piece of paper, and sent it right on back to him. Heichu went wild. All right, that's enough, he swore to himself. I give up. This was on the last day of the second moon. Heichu sent Jiju nothing between then and well in the fifth month, when on a dark and dismally rainy night, he found himself brooding over her yet again. If I went tonight, I'd surely do something to her, he ruminated, even if she's got a heart of stone. The hour was late. The rain was beating. It was beating down intermittently, and the blackness of the night was final. The helpless Heichu found his way to the minister's residence and called for a little maid who had passed messages for him before. Here I am. I can't stand it anymore. That was what he said to the maid to go and tell to Jiju. The maid was soon back with word that Jiju was presently attending His Excellency and her ladyship, and couldn't retire just yet because the household was still up. Wait a bit, Jiju's message concluded. I'll talk to you in private later on. Heichu's heart began to beat fast. Well, well, he thought. She really couldn't turn a fellow away on a night like this. I'm so glad that I came. He waited by the darkened door for what seemed like years. An hour or more later, he heard the sounds of people going to bed. Then someone came to his door and quietly opened the latch. With bated breath, he tested it and slid it easily aside. He wondered whether he was dreaming. In fact, he was shaking with joy. But he managed to calm down enough to steel himself. A sweet fragrance of incense filled the room. Heichu groped his way towards where he knew the bed must be, and found someone was lying there. Yes, it was a woman, and she had only one robe on. He felt over her head and shoulders. Her features were fine, and the hair streaming out along the floor was as smooth and cool to the touch as ice. All but delirious now, Heichu was temporarily deprived of speech by a fit of trembling. "Oh dear," exclaimed the woman, "I've forgotten something very important. I didn't lock the door into this part of the house. I'll be right back." That sounded all right to the man. "Don't be long," he called after her. She got up and went out just as she was. While Heichu undressed and lay down, a lock clicked. Any moment she would be back. But no, the footsteps faded out deeper into the house. Time passed. With grave misgiving, Heichu went to check the door. It was locked. All right, but from the other side. He danced up and down and wept with rage. Then just stood there in a daze, against the door, pouring as many tears as the rainy sky outside. "What a trap she has led me into," he groaned. "Oh, this is awful. If only I'd realized, I could have stayed with her when she went to lock the door. I suppose she wants to see how far she can push me. She must think me a perfect idiot." This thought, even more than the missed opportunity, brought Heichu to the last pitch of despair. "Well, let the day dawn," his mind ran on. "I don't care. I'm going to sleep right here, and if they come in and find me, so much the better." But as dawn actually approached and he heard the household waking up, he decided that discretion was the better part of valor and sneaked quickly off while it was dark. Forever after, Heichu longed to hear some rumor about Jiju that would really put him off her. But since he never did, he went on burning for her instead. Then one day, he had a new idea. For all Jiju's beauty and wit, the matter she deposited in her chamber pot was bound to be the same as what he left in his own. If by hook or crook he could get hold of some of that, then that ought to cure him. "I'll ambush her maid when she goes to wash the pot. I'll steal it, and I'll have a good look inside," he promised himself. Heichu went straight off to lurk, as innocently as possible, outside Jiju's room. Out came a smart young maid, with hair down almost to the hem of her pink and green jacket, which she wore over a purple trouser skirt casually tucked in. She was carrying a pot, a box actually, as was the custom, wrapped in filmy, light orange silk. Discreetly screening it from view with a red paper fan that had some scene or other painted on top of it. She made a very stylish picture. Heichu shadowed her till she was out of sight of the house, then charged up and snatched the box. She burst into tears and refused to let go, but Heichu tore it ruthlessly from her grasp, fled into a deserted room, and locked the door from the inside. The maid left crying outside. Heichu examined the box. It was beautifully lacquered, so pretty in fact that he hated to go further. The contents were one thing, of course, but for the chamber pot, this was a unique work of art. To think that he was going to open it and destroy forever his fond visions of its owner. He could not bear the idea. For a while, just stared at the box instead. Still, this was no time to turn back. Tremulously, he removed the lid. A rich fragrance of incense perfumed the air. What on earth? Golden water half filled the box, and in swam three brownish cylindrical objects about the thickness of a thumb. Well, he thought to himself, there they are. But this heavenly scent was not exactly what he expected from them. He speared one of them with a slip of wood and held it gingerly to his nose. Musk, clove, sandalwood. These perfumes and more mingled into a unique blend which floated into his nostrils like a giddying caress. He was out of his depth. This woman was not of the same order as a common mortal. With awful certainty, he saw that the very idea of bringing her round was absurd. He drew the box to his lips and sipped the golden water. It was redolent with cloves. He licked the tip of the brown object that he had speared. It was both bitter and sweet, and it was endlessly fragrant. Heichu was clever too, and he could see perfectly what Jiju had done. For the urine, she had simply boiled cloves and drawn off the water. For the other matter, she had ground together yams, incense, spices, and sweet vine, and moulded the mixture into the cover of a large writing brush. Anyone could do that, of course. But for her to have divined that he would want to contemplate the contents of her chamber pot, that was beyond anything. A genius like Jiju was just not of this world. And so, with these thoughts whirring deliriously through his head, Heichu sickened, suffered for a while, and died. Did you enjoy today's story?
No.
Just casually sipping my tea while you lose your mind in front of me.
I'm really glad it's not like a chai latte tonight. I'm glad it's not.
Oh God! Oh.
I'm so glad. I think I'm a little. I am speechless. I wasn't expecting the story to go there.
I did not. And I was mortified and then pleasantly surprised that she was so intelligent that she honestly thought this creepy guy is gonna come and steal my chamber pot. So I have to prepare one, a fancy one, in advance. What? What a great woman. What a crazy man.
I think I need a minute to think. Like, how did he come up with that idea? That's what I'm really... And then how did she figure that out? That's such a...
Also, why was he not just banned from their house? Why did people keep letting him in? There's a front door. You just refuse them entry.
And how come he slept there till dawn if he could get out? Like, the door got locked, so he couldn't leave, but then he could leave. Did the door get unlocked?
I guess he climbed out of a window.
He never said, did he get dressed again? And also, that's really horribly creepy to creep into someone's bed and just feel their hair. That's awful. Very awful indeed.
Very, very awful indeed.
Mm. And this guy was handsome and witty and bright and basically Lothario is the word I'm trying to think. Play dude.
Play dude.
The playboy, sorry. The play dude.
Oh, the playboy.
I'm so stunned by her story. My verbiage is gone. My English is...
The brain stopped working from the absurdity of the tale. Well, I'm glad I randomly picked that one today.
I really appreciate getting a laugh because I was not expecting to have quite a reaction to your story, but you know, it's nice to have we're not heavy, we're not in the heavy territory, we are in the, I guess, except for the fact that he suffered and died, that's not exactly uplifting and bright, but still. And he didn't end up rich and happily ever after either, which is the other ending we seem to run into.
It's just such a weird ending, isn't it? Like, she outsmarted him, it made him have deliriously whirling thoughts which cause him to get sick, suffer for a while, and then die.
I mean, there's not many other... I mean, he could have... And then he decided to stop pursuing the maiden and lived his days happily pursuing other maidens who were receptive and accepting of his advances. Change the ending a little bit there.
It's definitely weird.
I want to know what happened to Jiju. I want a continuation story. Like, what else did she do? What else? Other powers?
Did she have any other cunning exploits to keep away men? You know, she might have another story in here. I just have to read through them all at some point.
I would say next time to read in advance, but I sort of enjoy the fact that you're picking stories that you don't know how they end so we can discover it together. So I really like that very much.
That's why I like this book. I kind of flick through. I look for the ones that are longer, mm-hmm. you know, between 3 or 4 pages long. I'm glad I switched it out because the other one I was going to pick was called The Flying Storehouse. So I'll have to come back to that at some point. The title is intriguing.
We've got sort of shades of Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes, so exactly.
I want to read that too.
Yeah. But yes, that was my tale for today. And I guess we should say Heather will be headlining an episode very soon. And it sounds very interesting. Do you want to talk about it or do you want to leave it as a surprise for when we do?
I will give a little, excuse me for a second, a little teaser.
A little teaser.
Because we're going to start a steep dive into the world of tea. We will be probably several episodes, but I'm going to make a start. And then we will keep coming back to it as we often do, because there is a lot of research involved in tea. Such a, you know, simple seeming beverage, which is definitely not.
Yes, so I do look forward to that very much. Thank you everyone for tuning in today. Sorry this is a week late, but
yeah, sorry about
life
that.
Is what it is when you know have this stuff. Is not our full-time thing. Maybe one day, as we keep envisioning, maybe one day. But thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the very bizarre tale. I know I definitely did, and I think Heather did.
Thank you, Thomas.
Watching her lose her mind over the the video. And so until next week, everyone, that's everything from me. How about you, Heather?
I believe that's going to do it for me.
All right. Speak to you all soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Mata ne.